Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and today is, I'm going to always say this, it's so exciting because today I have Millie Stell with me. How are you going, Millie?
I'm great, Jussie. How are you?
Good. I have been pestering Millie since the day I met her in March this year when I went and did the Tasman Venture remote Fraser day tour. Millie was on board the Tasman Venture being the host, and she said something to me which made me want to keep in touch with her, and we'll unfold this mystery as we talk. But before we start, Millie, I have this thing where I've invited anyone to contact me and ask any question, and I've made a promise, hand on heart, that whatever the question, I'll answer it.
Okay.
So this is my first question. Someone in my one of my listeners has reached out and asked me, because I've been talking about the mixer, mm-hmm. and if the house burns down, I'm going to grab the kids, the dog and the mixer. Oh, and the fish. Sorry, Opal, forgot the fish. Well, the mixer basically isn't the mixer from the kitchen. The mixer is what mixes all the sounds together and makes it sound a little bit more professional. So instead of having a 20-step process to get my podcast recorded and then aired, I now have pretty much a one-step process. So that's what the mixer does. Anyway, Millie, what is it that you said to me which made me go hooks into you and I am not letting you go?
Was this about the whale swim?
Yes. Yeah, keep it clean. It was the whales.
It was the whales, yes. The swimming with the whales.
Yeah, so Millie mentioned to me, I had a friend from Canada, I don't know if you remember, but I had Christine. Hey, yeah. Christine. With me, and we're taking her to show her again another angle of Fraser Island and the whole experience, and just happened to be chatting through the day, and Millie, you said to me, you should come back in August and try swimming with the whales. Yes. And my ears just pricked up and I went, what? What? Am I on the boat? Yeah. Am I with the company? Because it wasn't even on my radar. So Millie, you sold me, and I'm hoping I've got you along today finally after pestering you. You know, I will wear people down if you say no. If you say
she kidnapped me.
if you don't flat out tell me no, I'm going to keep chipping away until, you know, I get you here. So she's come here today to share I guess a bit of the exhilaration that I felt looking forward to it, and you talk, Millie, tell us about the swim with the whale experience.
Well, my first experience, I came along with to Tasman Venture while I was working for another company, and it was for a friend who writes for the Fraser Coast Chronicle. She's a marine biologist,
right.
And so she had to go back to England and she needed someone to go on board Island Venture, which is actually Tasman Venture's smaller vessel, which does the Fraser Island cruises and the whale experience as well in whale season. So I went along on Island Venture that day with my friend Yvonne Miles, photographer Paul, and there was a chance. We can never guarantee whale swims, unfortunately. We would love to, but we can't guarantee it, you know. They're wild animals. The weather can be a little bit different to what we think when we're at the harbour, you know. The weatherman's not always correct. That day I was thinking, you know, at this point it was my third whale season and I was pretty much coming to the end of that one. I thought, you know, I've sort of seen everything with the whales, you know. A whale swim isn't going to be, you know, it's going to be amazing, but it's not going to be like, you know, I've sort of seen everything.
Yeah.
And I just remember, so we'd already done a stop on Fraser Island. We'd gone to Witumba Creek and it was beautiful, and then, you know, we did like a snorkel and a kayak and just like hung out on the beach, and then Witumba's actually the biggest creek system on Fraser, so
right. It's
got beautiful scenery in there. And so we went out and we had lunch, and then we went into our whale watching, and so we had these really friendly whales, and then the skipper, Nick, he was then talking about like this, you know, we have a chance of swimming with these whales, and I'm sort of like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, I'll get ready. And he's like, all right. So we go in the water and, like, nothing really happens. And we're like, oh, you know. Okay, they've probably just, you know, gone away. So, yeah, sure enough, the skipper says they've gone away. So, so we got back out of the water. He said, all right, we're going to give it another shot. You know, they want to be friendly. We'll just give them another go. So, we went back to that pod and, so, yeah, he tells us, you know, once again, you got to get it in the water. You can't jump in the water. You know, you got to be really soft.
Right.
They got to know you're there, and they've got incredible eyesight. They can see through the water.
Okay.
They can see even in and out. Oh, from the inside, they can see out through the water. You know.
Yep.
Yeah, so they've got incredible eyesight. And
they can see up outside, mm-hmm. above the water line.
Yeah, they can see right through, yeah.
Okay.
And, so I was in the water and I was just sort of like, you know, I can see that whale's going to come in, but, you know. So he swims past and it's incredible. He's like about 5 meters away and he's just like swimming by, you know, you see the big brown eye and you're like, oh my God, you know, like shaken to the core.
How big is this eye, just out of curiosity?
Oh, man. I'd say it's about the size of a grapefruit, maybe a little bit smaller.
Okay. But it's a big eye.
It is a big eye, very clever eyes. This whale went past, you know, oh my God, that's incredible. But you look up and everyone, the boat's pointing right, you know, just to my left. So this other whale's coming from the right.
You are in the water at this point.
I'm in the water, yeah.
Yep.
And so I look over to my left and this other whale is doing what we call a spy hop, where they put their head out of the water. So the body's down, yes. Heads out of the water. So they get a better view,
yes.
of the people on the boat or us swimmers. Now this whale was only like about 3, maybe 2 meters away, just like looking right at me, and it was just incredible. I was pretty much crying, you know. I thought, you know, this is me thinking I've sort of seen everything, you know. And then, oh man, no, it was incredible, absolutely incredible.
Wow.
And
so when the whale comes up to do a spy hop,
yeah.
does it create a big wave or anything?
No, they're so agile and so they're just so graceful in the water, you
yeah.
know. They know exactly what they're doing, you know. They don't want to harm you. They don't want to hurt
yeah.
you. But, you know, as being a skipper now for Tasman Venture, it's now my job to give these people this whale immersion experience, you know, this whale swimming experience. And there's a lot to it, you know. You've got to be able to read the whales. You got to know that they're going to be safe around the people, because, you know, this whale swimming thing is, as far as we know, as we've been doing, it is safe. But, you know, you've got to assess things. You've got to be certain that it's going to be okay, you know.
Yes.
And we can read whales very well.
What do you look for with the whales? So if a pod of whales are coming, mm-hmm. when we go swimming with the whales,
yeah.
what is it that you're looking for? Is it their behaviour?
Yeah, it's mostly behaviour, yeah. You want big slow motions. If they sort of seem on edge, if they're, you know, slapping their fins around a little bit, moving themselves just a little bit too fast, you'll be like, I'm going to give this one time. You know, you're going to call it later. You're not going to, like, say, yeah, this is good to go. You know, they're obviously friendly.
Yep.
You want to be certain that they're safe, you know.
Okay.
But, yeah, I've done a couple of whale swims this season, and, yeah, it's just as good. It's just okay. as good.
So can I ask you a couple of questions?
Yes, of course.
So on the 24th of August, uh-huh. I've got a group going through Everything Fraser Coast
okay.
to go with you.
Okay.
Don't be sick that day, okay?
Okay.
Okay, no pressure.
Okay, 24th of August.
Okay, so I just learned something. I didn't realise that whales had such good vision.
Incredible vision.
Do you know, I just assumed that they maybe didn't have good vision. Yeah. I never really thought about it. So is there anything that I can do to encourage? I want the whale to come really close. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that I can do to send out messages to the whale to encourage the whale to come close?
There is, yes. Now, as we always say on the boat,
I did not expect you to say yes. Well, I'm so excited.
No, you're just going to give them a big smile. They love a big friendly face. No, we always say on the boat that...
Blow kisses?
Yes. We get a little pout and a little bit of lippy.
Oh, okay. Is that me or the whale?
That's you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you really got to bring this whale in. So,
it is because it's a boy, right?
It is a boy, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it could be a girl.
Okay.
But, yeah. So
well, I am single. Are you saying I could marry a whale?
You could. You could.
Well, okay.
I've tried and failed, but yeah,
okay.
We keep trying. We've got many years to go. But now we always say on the boat that these whales have seen thousands of boats, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They want to look for something different, and mostly our inquisitive whales are young juvenile whales, like what we call subbies or sub-adults. So they're not quite sexually mature. They don't have anything better to do than come and check you out and be curious. So what we encourage you to do is wave, you know. It's that little thing that sort of catches yep. their attention. And a a lot of people laugh at us. It's pretty much a daily occurrence. They think, oh, they're having a go at us. They, you know, they're just going to put this up online. But no, we're genuine. You wave at those whales and
oh, come. I'll be waving.
Incredible. Oh, you will be.
Should I get a Mohawk wig or something stupid?
You could.
Wear a onesie. Yeah.
Grab a tea towel.
Grab a tea towel.
Yeah.
To wave. Oh, big white one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, oh, see, I said to Robin,
yep.
who owns Tasman Venture with Lloyd, can I rub myself with kelp? Because I was thinking like a shark, you know, the scent would come through and they like kelp, right?
They do. But no, they probably wouldn't come into you.
Okay, so scrap that off the list.
Yes, scrap that off the list.
Okay, don't need to take kelp with me on the day. Oh, can I ask you another question?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so when I was talking to Robin recently, I asked her about how do you know if a whale's going to do a number two? And because I kind of thought it would totally envelop the whole area because they're big animals, so it's got to be a big number two, right?
Oh, yeah, about the size of a wheelie bin.
Oh, so you've seen one?
I've seen one and I've smelt one and it is unbelievably bad.
And were you in the water?
No, thankfully I wasn't. I was on the boat.
Can you read a whale's body language to know when they're going to do a dump?
No, it happens so rarely. As I said, this is my fourth season. I've only ever seen it twice. So it's very rare. So you've got to remember that these whales, they aren't eating regularly at the moment. So they're only really eating in Antarctica. Or we say that they're opportunistic feeders. If the chance arises, we have seen whales feeding in the bay. But for me, that was only, I've only seen that once. So it's pretty rare. It is very rare.
Wow. Okay, so if a whole pod did a, let's just say by chance, did a number two together.
You'd be very unlucky.
they could basically create a new island.
Oh, man. They can give it a go.
Oh, have you got any interesting facts on whales that you can, like how many whales actually travel the coast or anything like that?
They reckon around 30,000 humpback whales. The population is growing. When whaling was stopped back in the 1960s, it wasn't because they decided it became illegal, you know, it wasn't for moral reasons. It was because hunting whales no longer became profitable. They had killed off all the big whales, so they were only killing little whales, and of course there's not as much product, you know, meat or the baleen plates as there would be with the big whales. So, yeah, that's the reason that they stopped it. But for me, the most interesting fact of the humpback whale is the peduncle muscle. So it's the muscle that runs from the behind the dorsal fin to the tailstock, and it is the strongest muscle in the animal kingdom.
Wow.
Incredible. So a fully grown humpback whale is 40 tons, and two thrusts of that tail, you know, created by the peduncle muscle, sends it clean out of the water. Just two thrusts.
Oh, that's incredible.
It is. It certainly is.
And it's not even the largest whale.
Nope.
But it has the largest muscle. The
strongest muscle.
Strongest muscle, yeah, I should say. That's incredible.
It is, yeah.
Wow. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yes. I've seen it a lot.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, most of the breaching happens in bad weather.
I heard that.
Yeah, so you got to have a good stomach if you want to see some good action.
So on that,
yeah.
Are we able to swim with the whales if it is bad weather?
No, we want to keep things pretty safe. So bad weather, we wouldn't necessarily do a swim.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'll honestly be happy with either experience.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
And in all honesty, if you just said, oh, Jussie, there's a whale over there, I'll go, oh, okay, seen the whales. I'll believe you. That was like when I went out with you last time and I was told there's dolphins all out there, Juss. I went, oh, that's good.
That's fantastic.
But I heard there's a smell with whales, so you won't, if they do come up close to the boat, you won't be able to trick me. And well, hopefully I can hear them.
It's the breath. The smell is the breath, and I wouldn't encourage smelling that.
Oh, they got bad breath.
Really bad breath. Brings whales. The stream.
Poor whales. I've got one more fact for you to check on you.
Okay.
Not to challenge you.
Okay.
But in all seriousness, well, not serious first. The whale poo was for a bit of a laugh, okay, but it did create a whole thought process. I've only just discovered by talking to someone yesterday, a good friend Matt. Thanks, Matt. He told me that whales vomit.
I've never heard of that.
You haven't? No. Oh, I'm going to educate you.
Okay, good.
Okay, so whale vomit is called ambergris.
Yeah.
Ambergris, so once they spew, And it's normally the sperm whale that this applies to. So I don't know if it's other whales. But the chunks.
Yeah.
When they get washed up to shore, they kind of just look like boulders of.
Oh gosh.
And you wouldn't know it's whale spew.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You would now that I've told you. You know, there's chunks on the beach and they don't look right.
Yeah.
It could be whale spew. Here's the twist. So there's a whole way of testing if it's ambergris. So you heat up a needle, touch the edge of it. If it goes black and sort of melts, mm-hmm. it's ambergris, which is the fancy word for whale vomit.
Oh, no.
Whale vomit is extremely rare and valuable.
Wow.
One chunk is worth about $70,000. Now, So what do they use ambergris for? Do I hear you say that?
I'm saying that.
So Millie says, what do they use whale vomit for? Well, let me tell you.
Oh, no. Please not medicinal purposes.
Well, do you like your Chanel?
Oh.
Do you like your perfume?
I do.
A good quality perfume?
Oh, no.
They put it in the more expensive perfumes because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
But and I say Chanel... only because I read it on Google, so I don't know if it still applies today.
Yeah.
So, but it has been used in perfumes mm-hmm. to give it a longer life, shelf life.
Oh, wow. So it doesn't alter the smell?
No, it has a musky smell.
How? They have such bad breath.
So if, oh, yeah, true. Well, I guess it's broken down, it's like fossilized with the salt.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's gone through a natural process. To the point when they gets from whale spews it, floats to the shoreline. Because my big question in that whole process was, how do you become a whale spew collector? You know, you don't even need to find one little chunk a year, yeah. And that could
be set.
That's nice, it'll income. But yeah. How do you, so that's it. You're lucky you find it on the beach. Well, lucky, unlucky, I don't know.
I'm so lucky at this point. That's good.
So, yeah, so you Google, everybody Google whale vomit and you'll find that information. It comes straight up.
Oh, I'm searching it. Wow. I wonder if it's a certain type of whale as well.
It does say in some of the reading that I did it was sperm whales.
Sperm whales.
But in other reading it wasn't so specific.
Mm.
So, yeah. Would you like to find that out for me? And when I come on the 24th, you can clarify.
I will, but no, my thoughts with that is the baleen whales obviously have much smaller throats,
right?
Because you know they only need to swallow krill. But your sperm whale, you know, they're eating squid, you know, giant squid and stuff like that. So they must have a much bigger throat,
right?
Much bigger amount of vomit.
Yeah, well, and they've got a very square. Are they the ones with the big square?
The sperm whales, they have very similar to a dolphin. They've got that big jaw underneath.
Right.
Yeah, with the teeth, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know my whales.
Tooth whale.
Yeah.
So your baleen whale has no teeth. Your tooth whale obviously has your teeth.
Right. Okay. Oh, is there anything else you'd like to share, Millie, now that I've shared my whale vomit, whale poo?
I don't think I can come up to that one, no.
Well, I can't wait till the 24th of August.
Oh, yes, me too.
I'm so happy that you shared your story, and thank you for giving in to me eventually.
No, that's okay. It's nice to be here.
I'm guessing the water's still going to be a bit chilly on the 24th.
24th? She'll be warming up.
Yeah. So when we go on the Tasman Venture to do the remote Fraser day trip, mm-hmm. So we're going to... Hopefully see whales,
yeah.
Hopefully swim with whales, but we're going to kayak,
snorkel. There'll be a sand dune climb. Depending on the day and the tide, a lot that customers don't see with this cruise is what goes on behind it. Like, obviously with Wootumba, we have to work around the tides with that day.
Yeah.
If it's a very, very low tide and we can't quite make the high tide, we'd stop at another stop called Awinya.
Yeah.
Which is where we usually do tubing and kayaking. Both of them are beautiful stops, you know.
Yeah.
They're different. But, yeah, we pretty much always do Bawarity. Bawarity is the sand dune climb and the freshwater swim. So the creek there is all freshwater, really cool, really refreshing, and it's just, you know, you've had a big day, you've been at work all these hours, yeah, it's a great job, but it's pretty hot. Even in winter it can get pretty hot. You go for a swim in this creek and it's just like hitting that reset button, you know.
Yeah.
Or I guess love it. Absolutely love jumping into the water at the end of the day.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to it. Even though it was only March when I went on on did that Fraser tour. It's nature. Mm-hmm. It'll be different every time I go.
Yeah, we never have a day the same as the other. It's always different even for us.
That could be your slogan.
It could be.
Well, Millie, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Jessie.
I'm so glad to have connected with you and really look forward to seeing you on Tasman Venture.
Yes.
And just a shout out to Robin and Lloyd for helping Everything Fraser Coast out again with bringing this, make this happen. So you're really making a dream come true.
And thank you for being great bosses.
Yeah. Fantastic. Is that a pay rise?
Oh, you know, I might be hearing one.
Okay. Bye for now.